You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. On this Thursday, Dr. Cheryl White travels to Darrow, Louisiana, and examines the ghostly tales of the gentleman at Homus House Plantation.
From the scenic river road of South Louisiana that winds along the Mississippi through sugarcane fields that have now produced for centuries, comes a unique historical legend that we explore today. It is a story spun straight from the pages of a bygone era, one born in plantation life of the Old South, the greed of men, and a historic flooding of the Mississippi River. Beautiful Homus House Plantation in Darrow, Louisiana, is the setting for the historical legend of the gentleman. By way of introduction, the listener should know that the gentlemen are the original 24 magnificent live oak trees that formed a long alley to the river from the plantation, dating back many centuries before Europeans arrived to cultivate the rich soil along the river. The trees are draped in moss, and the stories about the big house they shelter are really secondary to their own story. For you see, the oaks themselves provide an almost architectural feature to the lush landscape and have a unique legend all their own. It is claimed that one of the plantation's early owners, John Burnside, named the trees the gentleman because he not only saw them as living things, but that there was within them a life force that expressed the very personality of the land itself. Throughout the years, a legend developed that the oaks were known to actually personify human emotions over historical events. The earliest oral tradition of Homus House holds that once the plantation was developed as a sugarcane-producing industry, the trees began to grow in such a way that they appeared to link their massive arms together in welcome to all who approached the plantation from the Mississippi River. That is, until such time as the construction of the current river road began to alter the landscape. The supernatural legend about the gentleman reached a new height with the great Mississippi River flood of 1927, which left much of the area of southern Louisiana heavily damaged, although Homus House was spared due to its position on higher ground. In the next decade of the 1930s, one undertaking of the newly formed Works Project Administration of the Roosevelt Administration, also known as the WPA, was new levee construction. At the time, Homus House was falling into disrepair as it was unoccupied, and as the new levee was raised, sadly, many of the gentlemen fell to the saws and axes of WPA workers. Legend has it that at least 16 dishonest workers, intending to profit from the sale of the massive oaks to a nearby mill, perished while trying to float the tree trunks past a dangerous bend in the river. The legend continues that the remaining 8 oak trees reshaped themselves into the personification of grief, with their majestic boughs bending all the way to the ground, while many of the highest branches also seemed to hang over in sorrow. Nearby residents reported the overnight change in the structure of the oaks, and the locals still insist these majestic trees are inhabited by the spirits of grief. The shape of the oaks today continues to perpetuate this legend. Legend? Yes, but definitely one that is richly woven through the beauty and darkness of an earlier time. One that expresses a human response to history superimposed upon an oak tree, long believed in many cultures to be the symbol of wisdom. Could it be that this tale is true? If you visit Homus House today, you'll note their twisted and unnatural shape, although the gentlemen are silent still.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.